You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 6, verse 4 to 6. I read, "Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming towards him, he said to Philip, 'Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?' But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do." It is very instructive that when our Lord Jesus saw a crowd of people, he did not see a people who will meet his own needs. He did not see a people that is going to take their money. He sees crowd as people that need help. When Jesus saw crowd, he saw their need. He saw that these people need to be fed. And there is no number of people that Jesus is not capable of feeding. But very instructive that Jesus didn't see crowd as an indication of his success. He doesn't see crowd as a thing to show off. He doesn't see crowd as a time to take offering, a time to begin to preach about money. He saw their need, a genuine minister of God. He saw the need of the people, and he was going to meet it. And then he said to Philip, "Where can we buy bread that they may eat?" Did you notice that the people didn't ask Jesus that they want to eat? It was Jesus who initiated the need for them to be fed. It wasn't the people who were murmuring and said, "Give us something to eat." But Jesus initiated it. That's why he taught us in Matthew chapter 6. He said, "Your heavenly Father," he said, "he knows you need all these things. Your heavenly Father knows you need to eat. He knows that you need to take water. He knows you need a place to sleep. He knows that you need clothes to wear." Jesus looked at the multitude and initiated meeting their needs. But when he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread?" I thought Philip should just tell him where they can buy bread. But like many people, you will see that Philip immediately became an accountant. If we read to verse 7, the Bible says that Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little." Now, Philip saw impossibility. He saw the enormity of the tax. That is how usually we often perceive the things that God wants us to do. Let me say to you that whatever God wants you to do is not going to be dependent on your capacity. It's not going to be dependent on your resources. God does not call a man to do what a man is capable in himself of doing. God does not need your capabilities to do what he wants to do through you. When he wanted to feed Elijah, it was a widow who was going to eat her last meal. And yet, God said that is the widow that will feed Elijah. Why? Because the capacity to feed Elijah, to sustain him, is in God, is not in that widow. God was only going to work it out through that widow. So you won't hear God saying to you to do things that within yourself you are capable of doing. No. Heaven will ask you to do things that you are not in yourself capable of doing, so that you can know where the resource is coming from, so that you can know that God is the provider. The scripture says in that verse 6, he said, "But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do." We serve a God that knows what to do. The fact that the tax is big, the fact that what God is calling you to do is big, don't reduce it. Don't begin to calculate. God is able to provide for himself. Thank you for listening. For inquiries or counseling, please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.